So here's a little Lenten meditation for you for this third Wednesday of Lent, my beloved parish. We're learning some new vocabulary: coronavirus, self-isolation, social distancing, quarantine. And I promise that not all of these meditations will deal with that, but with this week's lesson from Genesis, it kind of jumps out at us. Genesis 7:1-7 are being read this week. The Lord said to Noah, "Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. You shall take with you 7 each of every clean animal, a male and his female, 2 each of animals that are unclean, a male and a female. Also 7 each of birds of the air, male and female, to keep the species alive on the face of all the earth. For after 7 more days, I will cause it to rain on the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and I will destroy from the face of the earth all living things that I have made." And Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. Now Noah was 600 years old when the floodwaters were on the earth. So Noah, with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives, went into the ark because of the waters of the flood. Of clean animals, of animals that are unclean, of birds, and of everything that creeps on the earth, 2 by 2, they went into the ark to Noah. Now the reason this jumps out at us, I think, is obvious. We're being told to self-isolate, and here we have Noah isolated in the ark. We have the threat of a new virus going around the world, and their world had the threat of the flood that was to come in 7 days. So there's clearly a parallel for us. And I think one could focus on the flood in this story, and one could focus on the virus and its spread in our world today. But I think what this story, this passage, this lesson is doing for us is telling us to focus on the ark. It's not about God destroying as much as it is about God preserving. It's going to be a long haul for them, longer than Noah expected, longer than the family expected. It does break my heart to have church services canceled, especially this time of year. It breaks my heart to think of people that are going to be unemployed or underemployed during this time. All the hardships to families, people trying to find daycare, people trying to find daily essential needs, and not to mention those that are actually facing this disease. Now, the ark has come to us as an image of the church. The ark has come to us as an image of the place of God's preservation. Now, for the world and for the crisis we're facing, we physically withdraw into our homes. We're being asked to self-isolate. But for us who believe that the spirit is of even greater value than the body, we also need to withdraw into the place of our heart where God dwells. And that place really does exist. And as hard as it's going to be to lose these services during Great Lent, as hard as it's going to be to not have the camaraderie, the brother and sisters in Christ singing with us, as difficult as that might be, that doesn't negate the place in your heart where you find God. The same way that Noah and his family and those animals found God in the ark, in the same way you can find God in that quiet place in your heart. You know, this is going to pass. This crisis will pass. We're doing this not just for ourselves. We're doing this for the common good of our neighbors, for those that are more vulnerable, whether elderly or immune compromised or what have you. And some young people have serious symptoms from this. But we're not doing it just for ourselves. We're doing it for them. And we're doing it out of a love for neighbor. And if you want to think of what the purpose of Great Lent is, it's not just services, as wonderful as they are. It's also the love of neighbor, which shows the love of God. And so if we can take something from this story of Noah and his ark and them withdrawing into its protection, withdrawing into its salvation, withdrawing into the place where God has instructed. Maybe we can take this time where we're being instructed to self-isolate. We can take this time to find that inner quiet place where God lives and God dwells. And maybe this is just the thing we need in our busy, electronic, overly stimulated society, is to just stop and go indoors, both literally and spiritually, and rekindle that quiet spirit that we once had and maybe need to find again. Amen.